In today's Black Hat SEO video, I want to share with you advanced theme vectoring. My name is Chris Palmer and I've shared theme vectoring in the past, but this video I want to take it up a couple notches to advanced theme vectoring. I'll walk you through exactly what it is, how you can use it, and then how can I start implementing advanced theme vectoring to hurry up the entire process. So let's not waste too much time. Let's get over here to the whiteboard. Take a look here at this main website here if you're interested in anything I could help you with. But with that being said, let's take a look at theme vectoring first before we take it up a couple notches to advanced. So what is theme vectoring, Chris, right? That's probably what you're wondering. And theme vectoring is a little like this. So what you'll do is you'll have a blog out there. Let's say it's about cats. You're trying to rank number one, right? You want to rank number one for cats. You have a website about cats. Now, you as a digital marketer, an SEO, you're out in the marketplace, right? And what you're looking for, what we're looking for websites that are relevant, but not only relevant, regardless of the metric that you're using, okay? So it could be DA, it could be Trust Flow, it could be authority score, right? If you're using SEMrush, or it could be DR, right? Irrelevant of what tool you're using, you're looking for a relevant domain, right? That has a good quality metric score from one of the tools that you trust. And then on top of that, we're looking for high referring domains. Now, the problem is I have a cat blog, right? I have a cat blog that I'm trying to rank. I go out in the marketplace, and one of the issues is the cat blog, right? This is a cat one. This is about cats, okay? I find a cat blog, right? This one's about cats. This one's about lizards, okay? And this one down here is about dogs, okay? Now, the problem is the cat domain, and I'm sure you've ran into this before. Here's the issue. When I come in, I find a relevant domain that meets my criteria, my metric score and referring domains, and has a good anchor text profile. And the issue is they want $1,000. Now, I can't utilize $1,000 bills at scale. I personally can't. And a lot of business owners that I talk to, they can't. Affiliate guys, perhaps they could. But for the majority, we're looking to get something that we can utilize that fits within our budget. We want to spend the least amount for the best return on our investment, right? So this happens a lot. So we'll get out into the marketplace. We're looking for domains to meet our score requirements, our referring domains, or our metric score. The cat blog's 1,000, but the lizard one, he wants 500. And then this one down here for dogs, which is kind of relevant, but not really. These guys, what they want is, let's just say that this one here is, you know, $55, okay? Now, all of these meet our requirements. However, this one's about cats. They want a G. This one's 500. And this one down here is 55. So what we'll end up doing is this one is perfect, but it's about dogs. So what you do then is you do something called theme vectoring. Remember, again, we have a cat blog, okay? Now, we've gone out as SEOs, okay? We've gone out as SEOs, and we have found the perfect domain, but it's about dogs. So what we'll do for theme vectoring is we're going to build out all of the pages that were previously there that actually have links and equity, right? And on top of that, we're also going to build out other pages that are going to be about cats. Because remember, we have a cat blog, right? So we're also going to build out these relevant pages. Now, we're going to link all of our dog pages to our cat pages. And these cat pages are going to link over to our cat blog and its internal pages. And generally, what you'll do is once you start receiving traffic from Google about cats and all of the links re-index, right? Because if I'm getting traffic from Google about cats, that means that my site's about cats, right? We start to phase out the dogs and we start getting our cat traffic. Now our site's about cats. What you'll generally do is once you start receiving the traffic and everything re-indexes and everything's flowing, then you'll 301 your dog blog that's now technically about cats, and you'll 301 that to an internal relevant page. This, in a nutshell, explained as easy as I can, is theme vectoring. Now, that whole process can take 60 to 90 days. We have to wait for the links to reindex. We have to build the old content. Then we have to build new content. Then we have to start getting traffic. We need to, again, we're building new links. We need the links to, it takes a lot of time. So, to hurry this process up, and to be able to just take anything, like not even remotely about our topic, to be able to start snapping up domains that are powerful, but not about our topic at all, not even in the same category, and be able to start grabbing these at the $10 to $15 mark, this is where advanced theme vectoring comes into play. Because now what we can do is we can get our domains that are about whatever. Again, we're trying to rank a cat blog, okay? We go onto the marketplace and find an awesome domain. A lot of times it's going to be like jj34 dot, I don't know, you dot, let's just say dot co. Some weird, strange domain, but boy, is it powerful and cheap. So what we do for advanced theme vectoring is quite simple. So remember, we have this jj34.co website. It's awesome. So what we'll do, and we have this cats website. So this is cats.com, we'll say, okay? So let's just call this cats.com. All right, let's just say that this is cats.com. So what we'll do is we're going to take our jj34.co domain, and what we're going to do is we're going to make a new page on there called cats.com, okay? This cats.com page is created with non-relevant content, and what we're going to do is we're going to point it at a subdomain. So what we're going to create is probably going to be either cats. It doesn't have to be a relevant term. It could be cats, it could be domain, it could be site, whatever you want, dot jj34.co /cats.com. And what we're going to do is this particular domain here, this site, this subdomain right here, remember, we've created our page, okay? And we've created our subdomain. So what we're going to do then is we're going to have our subdomain, which is probably like site.jj34.co /cats.com, all right? This page here, this subdomain, we are going to send tons of links to, tons of links. And remember, we have our cats blog. This is our cats blog. Remember, we're trying to win this. And what we're going to do is on this subdomain, this is the subdomain, this is the page, we're going to put a frame of the cats, whatever page we're trying to rank. We're going to take an iframe, put it on that page, and we're going to make our subdomain highly relevant, title tag, H1, all about cats. Now you're probably sitting there thinking like, well, why would that hurry up the process? Why is that more powerful? The iframe passes more power, and by embedding the other website into the page, I'm able to make it relevant a lot faster without having to index pages, without having to send traffic. If I take the embed, put it on the page, it now makes this website, this page, highly relevant to whatever I've embedded into it. Because now it's optimized with the title tag, it has the frame in it, it's very, very, very relevant to whatever I put the frame in on. And then on top of that, now I can start building links into here. Now you're probably sitting there thinking like, well, one of those probably wouldn't do it, and you're right. At doing this at scale with multiple domains can lead to very high rankings in high competitive niches like casino. Let me walk you through one of a client's websites, a friend's website. I've already talked to him about this, that is utilizing this strategy. So if you're in the local space, a lot of the people that follow me are in the local space, you're doing SEO. If this works in casino, can you imagine if you take this strategy to a local plumbing or a local... If you take this to the local market, you're going to start dominating. This is an excellent way to save money and to maximize the link equity return. Let me share this with you. So this is a good friend of mine's site. This is actually a link vectored site. So as you can see here, we have a vsw.jp. So this vsw.jp is a domain that was purchased. It's not even that good of a domain. Please note this. This is not that good of a domain. So you're able to take a domain, right? What you'll do is you're going to create a page. So casino.us.com. You're going to create a relevant page on that website containing this. And then what you'll do is you're going to create a subdomain, right? And you're going to power up the subdomain and the rest of the site, of course. But on that subdomain, you're going to create a frame. What this does is it makes whatever site you're putting on there highly relevant. And I've seen this for massage. I've seen this for casino. I've seen it for other affiliate websites. This works phenomenally. By putting the frame, you're able to make any site you want highly relevant. You're able to hurry up the process. And instead of spending $1,000 or $5,000 or $200 or $100 on domains, I can start buying any domain I want for whatever price, dirt cheap, and make it a relevant URL. I can put the frame in there. I can put the links in there. I can start blasting this. And the best part is, if something happens, I'll just turn off the domain. I don't have to worry about penalties. I don't have to worry about anything. And I can reach the finish line for a low budget. This is what's great. So this is actually a mock-up chalkboard looking. This is a mock-up. This is fake. This is just to hide some of the process. Take a look at this. This is all irrelevant. This is a optimized page for, look at, brand name, casino.us, right? Casino US. This is a highly optimized page with a frame in it. Exactly. This is advanced theme vectoring. This site is doing phenomenal. You know, we're targeting other keywords. We're ranking number 4 right now for a very high competitive keyword. If you take this to your local markets, you're going to excel. My name is Chris Palmer. I hope that you've enjoyed today's video. This is advanced theme vectoring. This is highly advanced. My name's Chris Palmer. If you have any questions related to today's video or any other questions related to SEO, digital marketing, gray hat SEO, black hat SEO, anything, never hesitate. I'm here to help. www.chrispalmerseo. If you need services, if you need consulting, check me out at theseomastermind.org. If there's anything I could help you with, ask below. If you need more private type consultation, please reach out. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you all so much. This is Advanced Theme Vectoring, Black Hat SEO for 2022. I'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye.